Welcome to the Paranormal Gateway Paratalk. I'm the host, Scott Wise, the mail letter host. Is still left 100%, so she will not be all joined tonight. Tonight's first guest is Miss O'Brien, otherwise known as the Outlaw Psychic. She's also the owner, CEO, and COO of Outlaw Life Psychic Enterprises in Golden West Paranormal. She's also the author of the award-winning book, Born in Shamanism. Newly updated, she is also a co-star on Steinberg's Place, a comedic series slated to be on Vimeo. She's a psychic medium, energy healer, background actress for Western film, genealogist, and media personality. Her heritage, of which her work is deeply entwined, is some Druid, Wicca, and Gypsy. She has 44 years in the psychic field. Her accuracy rate is around 90%. So without further ado, let's welcome this to the show.
Hey, how are you?
Good, how are you doing?
I'm doing.
It's a good day, good day. It's nice out here, so it's a little hot, but it's all right. Yeah, so back and forth weather is killer. First off, can you tell us about your background and how you got involved in the psychic field?
Yeah, I was born with it. It's a genetic thing, so it just is.
So, your mom have it and your grandma have it so far down the line?
My mom has it, my dad has it, my sister has it, I have it. But my dad is a healer, my sister's a healer, my mom's a precog or precognizant, and then I got everything else plus.
Wow.
That's nice. So I got the kitchen sink out of it.
Oh, man, you got everything in there.
Yeah, you got the
kitchen sink.
Yeah, I got it all. Thank you. No, but anyway, my grandma's both had it. My grandfather's both had it. All of my ancestors have had it. I traced the family tree. Oh, gosh. On one line, it goes all the way back to pre-Christ. And so it's really unique. It's interesting. I have all the family history and I have a bin, let's put it this way, of family history work that makes War and Peace look tiny.
Wow. Speaking of War and Peace, you have a book that came out that was award-winning, Born in Shamanism.
Is what now?
The book Born in Shamanism. What can your readers expect to learn from that?
Well, it takes my readers, the people that read my book, from my current lifetime all the way through all of my experiences with spirit, everything I've learned from this journey into my past life, what I know and have learned from that, plus all the documentation that connects that time with this time and comes back again.
Wow. Yeah, I bought the book halfway through it. I've been busy around here so much, but I bought it. I'm going to finish reading it then. But yeah, so far I got about halfway through it. But it's a quick read. I mean, like I said, with everything going on, I've been having.
Well, I'm expanding it at this point. I'm going to be downloading a document that I need to get from New Mexico that basically is the death certificate for my past incarnation, for my previous self. And I'm going to include that certificate in the book. I'm going to be including where Billy the Kid actually rests and where he really died. And I'm not kidding you. Yes, I did find this out. And no, Arizona, New Mexico, and Texas don't have him. You'll read all about it in the book.
Yeah, I got that for us too, Warren. I'm still Well, you back and forth to three places. Right now, I'm back in New Mexico with you. So that's about halfway into the book. So I'm going to, it's available on Amazon. So, like I said, I'll also keep by the surprise. So go and get it after the show.
Yeah, as soon as I can finish it up, I will. I have to send the manuscript interior to a professional person to get all the typesetting and the photos and the, the gutters and the margins and all that all finished up. And once I can get all that cleaned up, they'll send it back to me and I'm going to send it through. So, yeah. I know, to a lot of people, you don't understand. I didn't even understand it. I'm still kind of struggling with the whole thing of, typesetting and photo typesetting and, margins and gutters. I'm like, what the, what is that,
Yeah. Yeah, I got a background in graphic arts and, so I'm working on a couple of books right now. So I used a program called Quark Express, but it's a printing program. That, it's real nice. If you want to after the show, I can show you what I use. Because it keeps all
that would be wonderful. If I didn't have to spend anything to do this, believe me, it would be awesome. Because, I'm trying to figure out how to do all the margins, all the gutters. Because also my eyesight and my hearing are not very good. So I have a genetic thing in my ears that the hearing doctor I went to said my ear tubes are so small that when I get real sick, they close up so I don't hear anything. And sometimes I have to say, I'm so sorry, can you speak up, please? Because there's times I can't hear you. Or I hear it as, sounds garbled to me.
Kind of like Charlie Brown's teacher.
Yeah, kind of wah, yeah. Yeah. Sometimes that's what it sounds like to me. I have to go, I'm sorry, can you speak up? I have to put the phone up to my ear to hear correctly.
Yeah.
And well, so if I do that sometimes, I apologize.
If you do want to, and you want me, you can send me the manuscript. I won't charge anything for it. I'll lay it out for you and everything. And you
awesome.
Check it.
Oh, my God. Yes. Thank you. Yeah. The gutters and the, it's a nightmare. But anyway, I'll send you the manuscript. It's a big, long one. Yeah. But I have one more document I have to get a hold of out of New Mexico. I have the other one out of Colorado, but I have to get the one out of New Mexico so that I can finish this and be done with it. It's like, I don't want to do this book anymore. I'm done with it. Essentially what this does is this closes out that chapter of my life, this part of the journey. Hmm. It closes the book on it and says, okay, here's what really happened.
All right.
Yeah,
if you send manuscript with all the pictures or photos you want.
I have, oh my God, this thing has like over 200 photos.
Mm-hmm.
This thing has over 200 photos. I'm going to restart my podcast on a different server because I had to get rid of Spreaker. That was a mess anyway. Mm. But yeah, I love what I do. I love my clients. My clients become like family to me. I check in on them. I'm worried about them. I'm concerned about them. I'm like, I'm mama bear. It's like, I'm mama, I'm auntie, I'm, grandma, I'm all that. And with my clients, I will check in on them because sometimes I'll get feeling like, something ain't right with one of them. Yeah, no, I better check in,
All right. Well, speaking of that, can you share an example of vulnerable, impactful psychic reading that you've had?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do readings. I do, and I can read. Thank you to my ancestors. No, God, love them. Love them to death. But anyway, basically, it's like I can read just about anything. People, photos, objects, land, buildings, vehicles, missing persons, deceased persons, I can read it spans the gamut, let's put it that way.
Well, do you have anybody approach you, the critics saying that they doubt your abilities?
Yeah, some people do, and once in a while I'll get a hold of one of the ones that does, and it's like, I look at them, it's like, I know you. They're like, what? I know you. I know your soul. I can look straight into your heart. Are you kidding me? I look right at you, and I know who you are. They're like, who am I? It's like, and it's like, I go through like all my, I go through my Rolodex, my in-memory Rolodex, shall we say. And I goes, that was your name. And they're like, no way. I goes, yeah. No, you look just like him. You ain't changed. I know who you are. Nice seeing you again.
Bye. Yeah.
And they just sit there going, how do you, it's like, I just know because I know.
Yeah. With your 90% accuracy ratings, are there certain tools they use when you're doing it?
No.
Methods?
Mm-mm.
No.
All I know is that it just comes. It's like information. When I get information on something, it's like, it comes like a tidal wave. It like really overwhelms me. And then it's like, I have to give the entire message or I completely lose it.
Okay. Right, what sets you apart from other psychic mediums in the industry?
Well, for the fact that I don't have to use tools if I don't want to.
I should ask the same question.
Yeah. I don't need to use tools if I don't want to.
Right.
I also found out that genetically I am a witch. Oh, yeah. Real thing. Yep. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I do work with energy. And, yes, it's effective. Yes, it works. Yes, I do it. And, no, I don't do it to hurt people. No. That's not how I operate. I've had people say, oh, well, yes, you do. I experienced this and it was your fault, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, no, I don't work like that. No, I'm sorry. You're wrong. You know?
Yeah. So, but this, that's like pretty interesting about this Steinberg place. Now, you must be hush-hush about it, but can you get a little bit about it? Because it's not out yet,
well,
right?
What I know about is I guest starred on one episode. One of my people, I think it's out of Hollywood, California, does it online. And I haven't been called back for it, unfortunately, as of now. But I'm crossing my fingers. Maybe eventually they will.
You were in Western films, too?
Yes, I was in two Western films, Emancipation and Too Many Crockett's. I was background extra. I love working with the wranglers and the animals and all that. I can ride a horse like any man. I used to barrel race long years ago in my youth.
Do you stop my sister? Because my sister had a horse since she was 18 years old.
Yeah.
She's like 67 now, or 65 now.
Yeah. Basically, I used to ride long, long years ago. I've kind of fallen out of practice. I want to go back to it eventually. It's not a right now thing. It's kind of one of those things for maybe some years into the future.
Yeah, she has a lot of acreage in Clear Rock, PA. And they just built a nice house and but they are a barn. She always has at least two horses.
Let's put it this way. I can go to any rodeo, horse show, animal show of any kind, anything that has animals. All those animals will literally line up along the fence pen, look right at me. It's like, what? Really? And I was at Santa Fe Rodeo one time in Santa Fe, New Mexico, and I was coming back from the chow cart with funnels, fries, and a lemonade. I literally had the steer roping cattle, the corrientes, basically line up along the fence pen. Literally, look right at me, and at my food, at me, at my food, at me, at my food. I go, no. I'm like, no, 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 no. Your mom and daddy'd kill me dead if you got sick on my food. They're like, but we won't tell. It's like, oh, yes, you will tell.
Oh, yeah.
It was the funniest thing you've ever seen, I tell you.
Yep, my sister used to barrel races too. It's just she fell once and she broke her ankle. After that, she was didn't go out too much anymore. She still lies around her place every once in a while. You know, we get the horse to that, but yeah.
My gosh. I even so much as get out of the truck at rodeos, and I swear to you, all the barrel racing horses turn their heads, look right at me like one kiss or one cookie is the critter told, and human, you must pay. It's like, well, I ain't got cookies, so well, kisses it is. Ah, do I mind? Heck no.
they're babies. Now.
It's like, do I mind? Heck no.
Do you have horses now or no?
No, I don't have any right now, unfortunately. I'm sitting in an RV park.
Oh, no, I got the
room for horses.
I know, and she talks about the prices of hay and straw.
Well, I mean, there's a straw bedding, there's the hay for the horses, you know, to eat, and then there's water, and then, you know, costumes and saddles and saddle pads and cinches and bridles and oh my gosh, cinches, bits and head stalls and whatever else. And oh my gosh, any horses of mine would be so spoiled, I'd not have a cent to my name.
Okay. she used to own a tack shop. So she used to own a tack shop.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, she's always doing that.
Let's put it this way. If I had horses, I wouldn't have a cent to my name. But would I mind?
Yeah.
No. What, Billy? What is it, silly boy?
There he is.
Yeah, it's visit. Billy boy, it's my Billy.
Yeah, my dogs are begging for food now.
It's my Billy boy. It's my Marbella. Say hi, Marbella. Say hi. Yeah, this is I'm on air. Say hi.
Oh,
that's my new puppy. They want me to put the phone down and pay attention to them.
That's where I should be, right?
Oh, they're so sweet. I love them.
Oh, my.
Don't you think about... she's still teething. Don't you even think about biting on my cord. You bite on my cord, you're in big trouble, Missy.
What I'm not sure if I already, but oh, mom is
very high. Stop.
Mom's the baby.
Ah, they're my babies. What can I say?
I could ask you about your like get your book out there, and do you have like, a website, right? So,
yes, I have a website. Okay. Yep. https://// OLP as in Peter, S as in Samuel, Y as in yellow, E as in Edward, N as in Nancy, T as in Thomas.com.
Okay. After the show, I'll put it up in the comments.
Perfect.
I'm trying to back and forth. I don't have my co-host tonight, so I keep looking back to your comments back and forth and that. So.
Is what? No, I'm so sorry.
I've checked the comments or else a while to make sure they're, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm looking, if you want to look down back and forth, I'm not ignoring you, but I'm doing two people's jobs right now because She usually helps with all that stuff because sometimes she gets to grieve people because they get naughty. So
I know how to swing a band hammer. I'm real good with that.
Yeah.
I'm good with swinging the band hammer. Anybody wants banning? Well, y'all are getting it.
Put a boot on my ass.
I'm funny. But no, I've moderated and I've co-hosted and I've, you know, done podcasting and all that for years. So,
yeah.
You know, it's like, oh, you want to play that game, huh? Ban!
can you discuss the connection between your heritage, shaman, druid, Wiccan, gypsy, as your
Basically, it's that all of those various things all have the same thing in common, and that is working with nature, working with animals, working with, you know, all that stuff, and it's all nature based.
Okay, I'll break it down. I'll let you do your work here. But, you know, so you'll explain what a shaman is, sort of.
Is what now?
Explain what a shaman is.
Well, a shaman is someone that works with spirit, energy, nature, and the like to affect healing.
Okay.
That is what a shaman does. That's just a common thing.
And there's druid?
Druid work with trees, work with nature, animals. Yeah, it's all pretty much the same thing.
Yeah, and with the witchcraft.
Yeah, I am a witch, and yes, I do work with that. You betcha.
Then you're a gypsy girl.
Yeah, my grandfather used to call me his little gypsy until, I found out, guess what? Mom's family is gypsy. Whoa, okay. Well, that explains a few things. Because when I was growing up, we had what are known as nesting dolls. Well, lo and behold, I get a hold of a movie. Now, I don't know if this is true or false or not. It might be false. I don't know. But The Sorcerer's Apprentice. And they said nesting dolls are essentially what are known as a grim hold. In other words, it holds the embodiment of spirit, and I'm going, maybe I should have said that growing up. My bad.
I know, so it's worth it. Something needs to happen, put back together.
Mm-hmm. What?
She could hurt yourself too. That's what she thinks.
Yeah, and from what I understand now, it's supposed to be a grim hold for embodiment of spirits to hold them in a containment vessel, if you will.
Wow.
And I'm like, oh, oopsie, my bad. Maybe I shouldn't have played with that growing up. Oops.
Right, I think
sorry about that.
I did too. We used to have a real big one like this. It's huge. You ever see the big ones?
Yeah, I've seen them. Yeah, yeah. No, my aunt, my grandmother, my other cousins. Hey, stop! Stop it! Marfella, hush! Sorry about that.
That's all right.
She torments poor Billy so much. But anyway, all my aunts, my cousins, my relatives in Italy, my aunts over here on this side of the pond, and my grandmother all had them. And I used to play with those all growing up, you know. Me and all the kids used to play with them. Maybe I shouldn't have now that I know what one of those nesting dolls is actually intended for.
It's not as bad as a Ouija board would be. I don't know.
Yeah, it's kind of like the Italian version of a Ouija board. Exactly. Oops, sorry about that. My bad. I didn't know that at the time. I did not know that.
Oh,
I was not informed of it.
I'll learn something new. So.
Yeah. Well, sometimes it gave us something to do. What? Is it outside?
Right.
Is it outside? Yeah, it's outside. Okay. Hi. Danny Lee. Hang on. I gotta go get my hubby because he needs to take the dogs out.
Sorry.
Hang on, I'll take you with me here. Danny Lee? Hunt, you need to take the dogs out. They want to go outside. Can you please? Sorry about that.
Sorry. I'm stuck
all the way here with dogs that say we want to go outside.
obstacle course.
Yeah. Puppy obstacle course. Exactly.
Yeah. It's also the toys in the ground all the time.
But
I wish they would pick the toys up.
But anyway, as I understand it, the nesting dolls are also a gypsy thing. I'm going, okay, that makes a lot of sense. And the family moved around a lot, so that makes a lot of sense. And I mean, I could go into a million different things. Hey, be nice.
Aww.
Hey, be nice, you two.
Oh, be nice to your sister.
But anyway, so yeah. You know, there were just a lot of different things that were pointed out to me that I'm like, okay, now that makes sense, and that I now understand. So, you know, I'm just kind of like, I'm cool with it now.
All right. So, I got another question for you. In what ways do you incorporate your heritage into your psychic practice? How does it influence approaching helping others?
Well, that's a good question. See, the gypsy side is very, very super psychic, and they have been for a lot of generations, so that incorporates. And then the shaman side, they're very incredibly, incredibly psychic people. Always have been, always will be. So I get a lot of help from my, you know, my 16th great-grandfather and my native relations other side, you know, spirit. And then the druid side, maybe a little bit, not so much, but yeah, still more of that. And then the Wicca side, you know, that's more like working with energy, working with plants and herbs and nature, essentially. Mm-hmm. So I do incorporate that, and it's worked really well for me. And, you know, I guess I'm able to just call in energy when I need to work with it, you know?
That's awesome. Help. So you had a reading that didn't work out. The 10% that you couldn't do, did you explain to them why you couldn't connect with them?
Yes. Basically, that accounts for being human or, you know, misreading a cue from spirit or misreading a piece of information I get or, you know, making a mistake on something. It's like, okay, well, that all goes into that 10%. It's like, all right, something I miss cue on, I take that and put that into that 10%. Because no psychic or medium is ever 100% accurate.
Right.
We're still human. We still make mistakes and have to learn things like anybody else.
Right. So what challenges have you faced? In 44 years in the psychic field, and how did you overcome them?
Well, I was stalked, I was harassed, I was threatened, I was abused by others for the past 20 or so years, and I've just overcome it like anything else. I fought back and finally won. But it took having to move to California, and we lost literally about 90% of everything we owned. And we're still rebuilding.
Socks did do that, but once you got away from that, that had to be way different off.
Yeah, it's way different. Life is very, very quiet now. We have little things that come up occasionally that seem a little odd or out of place. And
I
pretty much put those in a written log and then forget about it.
Now, I don't know how your abilities and stuff. Do you, are you continuing to learn and grow with your abilities?
Yes. Oh, definitely. Definitely. Every one of us who has this does.
Yeah. Yeah. I first started investigating back about 20 years ago. I walk into a place and think, well, I don't know what's going on, but now I think I'm more empathic now of my surroundings.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you actually can more in tune the more you go out to these places. And I don't really know what to expect, but what, you know, more of a feeling of what's there than before, I guess. The hardest way.
Right, but. Right. And I can, like, say someone presents me with a haunted location. I'll look at the image. I goes, ah, I know where the activity is. Uh-huh. This makes sense. Like the other day, one of my people came to me with, you know, saying, I'm going to be doing an investigation at this place. And he showed me the photo of where he's going. And I looked at the image. I said, top floor, right in the center and off to the left. There is some major activity up there. And he goes, how in the, I goes, aha, yeah, I can feel it because it radiates through the image. The energy comes right to me.
Wow. I would, I mean, I'm not reading from you, but I was bad seasons since I was like 10, so.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people say they're good. What do you say to people who say, oh, you can't read me, you know, this and that?
Sometimes I can, sometimes I can't. It depends on how blocked they are.
Yeah.
And some people will literally put up a wall. It's like, look, you put a wall up between me and you. I can't read through a wall. I'm sorry. It doesn't
right.
work like
that. And I think a lot of people don't realize that with psychics. That's the same thing I think was said the last psychic I had on that. That same thing. I mean, if you don't want to be right, if you don't open yourself up to it, then don't bother.
If you're okay with being read, yeah, great. But, you know, it's like anyone who says, oh, you can't read me. It's like, well, you put up a wall between us. I can't read through a wall. It doesn't work like that.
You build a wall.
Yeah, sometimes people will literally build an energetic wall between me and them.
Yeah, a barrier.
Which basically means I can't read them.
Right.
It's like, stop putting walls up between me and you. That's not going to work for me.
What advice do you give individuals who are my screen went black for a while. I had to refresh every 10 minutes or it goes off. What advice do you give to individuals who are interested in developing their own psychic abilities?
I say do it. If you want to do it, go for it.
Do you have any suggestions, books to read or?
Yeah, read mine. Once mine comes out, I have literally a whole chapter on developing psychic ability. What I've learned from my own experiences, what I do and how I do it.
That's awesome. During reading, how do you handle situations where you encounter sensitive, difficult information during a reading or healing session?
I refer that to my guide, David. Golly, that man is spot on. He is Johnny on the spot. I got to give it all to him because he will give me the information that I need and that really makes it easier for me to do what I do.
Wow, cool.
He is amazing. I mean, this man will pull charts. He will pull maps. He will pull all kinds of information for me. And I mean, he's amazing. I got to hand it to him because without my guy, David, no, I would not be able to do this.
Can you discuss any ethical guidelines or principles that you adhere to as a psychic medium or a healer?
I'm both psychic medium and healer. I've been doing energy healing for a number of years now, and I'm fairly good at it.
Yeah. I asked you this question about a dissatisfied reading. So here, I'd like to talk to you about your paranormal group if you
Is what?
Your Gold West Paranormal.
Oh, Golden West Paranormal. Yeah. Basically, I formed that after having a lot of difficulty with, you know, being able to work with other teams out here not wanting to work with me, and trying like crazy to, you know, get closer to other teams, you know, to try to work with them. And I finally just gave up and said, okay, well, they don't want to work with me. I'll do my own, and I'll do my own thing, and I'm good at it.
That's awesome. Like, man, you gotta do it your own way, and then do it. you don't need permission from others. I look at it that way.
I do this for spirit, you know? I mean, I work with spirit, I work for spirit, you know? I work through spirit, and... You know, if people don't want to work with me, oh, well. No skin off my nose, because I do my own thing anyway.
Yep, I do a lot of reading. Like parapsychology.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing an online course that right now. That probably been a month or so until I finished it. But I like that kind of stuff. And... ever since I grew up, I always been into paranormal stuff. You know, mm-hmm. And I think that was, let's say, the first time I got the evidence I got, you know, was the very first time I went out with the first, very first group back in 1998.
Wow. I saw my first spirit age 3, and that thing tried to go after my then infant little sister. And I said, no, you're not. No, I'm sorry. Out. Goodbye. Leave. Get gone and don't come back. And boy, did that thing boot scoot out, gone.
Yeah, we did several places do that. I see shadows a lot too.
Mm-hmm.
Some places more knowledge of Korea, see places 2 or 3 times. Mm-hmm. So, all the places are huge. You know, so you got to do it a few times. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
And we get very lucky with our evidence, let's say.
Mm-hmm.
We got a lot of good EPs, and I'll have to send you some later after the show.
Right.
So you can listen to them. I'll also send you the shadow thing, too.
Mm-hmm. My favorite
place. That was awesome.
Out of all the places I've ever been, I have to say honestly, Santa Fe, New Mexico, and also Cimarron, New Mexico, and Tombstone, Arizona. Oh my gosh, that is where I had my first full-fledged haunting encounter.
Encounter.
Oh yeah. I was physically assaulted by the ghost of Ike Clanton. Oh yeah, he physically assaulted me. Wyatt Earp and his men, including Doc Holliday, basically came and rescued me. And, well, we've been tight ever since. And I found out I'm related to all of them. Yeah. Can you believe it?
Yeah. I got that far in your book. I thought that was pretty cool. And then you go back years later with the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I got there, hold a gun in your head.
Is what now?
Got hold of the gun to your head, and you're like, hey, and they stepped up and said, hey, don't do that. Like, I'm just kidding. Like, what the
mm-hmm. Basically, I wish he'd made a more formal introduction, but you know what? I'm going back and I'm going to have it out with that old boy. I want a rematch, damn it.
I'd want to be there. Oh my God.
I want a rematch, damn it. No, I'm going to kick his butt, and then I'm going to hug the stuff and die. Yeah. Don't you ever scare the living piss out of me again. You hear me?
Me and you.
I love you, cuz, but don't you dare do that to me again.
Me and you are high noon.
I'll tell you, I'm going to kick his ass and then I'm going to hug the stuffings out of him.
Yeah, I ever read the movies. What was that movie that had
Tombstone? Tombstone. Yeah, that was actually, believe it or not, pretty accurate. That was actually pretty accurate for the time.
Mm-hmm.
The costumes, I already know. Yeah, in fact, a few years back in Vegas, I actually got to know the people that did the costumes for that movie.
Wow.
And I'm still connected with them now, in fact. Yeah, I haven't heard from them in a few years, but anyway. Pardon me. Hang on. Nope. A drink of water here.
Was that filmed on location in Tucson?
Tucson Studios, Mezcal set. Yep.
Yeah.
Yes, I know all of their stunt men. I know all of their stunt women. I've been friends with the whole crew, cast, everybody there for years. Years and years and years and years. Real tight with the whole cast, crew, everybody.
Well, but they're filming yourself. Do you have any spirits following you? Or do you see spirits?
Oh. Old Tucson Studios, honey, that place is haunted. Rooftop and rafters all the way down to basement and floorboards. That place is haunted. And yes, my book explains every encounter I had there.
Yeah, I got through some of them.
Yeah.
I'm so jealous.
Yeah, there was one time I encountered John Wayne. Oh, yeah.
Really?
Love you, cuz. Miss you. Let's see. John Wayne, I've encountered. God, who was that? God, Lady Spirit. Oh, dang. I don't remember her name right off the bat, but I know her face. Anyway, I encountered her. There was at one time at that location a stagecoach stop that was literally robbed, and the stagecoach station owner and his family, dog too, were murdered on site. And the people that did it and the spirits of the people that did it are still there to this day. And I had encounters with all of them.
Well, they're first. They'll come back for revenge.
Yeah, let's put it this way. I know all of them. I know every spirit over there at Old Tucson. Every spirit at Old Tucson. I know them all. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
except there was one scared the living you-know-whaty out of me. I noticed this thing, dark shadow figure, hanging out over by the water tower, over by where the railroad depot is. And I'm like, okay, I'm being watched, and this ain't cool. This energy feels really funky. Don't like it. And all of a sudden, I hear in my ear a booming, loud male voice that says, "Get out!" I'm like, "So you, sir? How may I jump, sir?" I mean, I told my hubby, "Let's get out of here." And I mean, we ran for the front gate. No, we ran hell for leather. I tell you, that scared the living you-know-whaty out of me. I told the geeker, I said, "There's somebody back there. I don't know who, I don't know what, but something just screamed in my ear. Please go look into it. Please, please, please." And he goes, "You're sure?" I goes, "I'm seeing their eyebrows going, ghost," you know? And I mean, I was literally out of breath going, something just scared the living hell out of me. Please go investigate, you know? But you know what? I'm going to go back there, I think, in the next couple of months. And I want a rematch, damn it. I want a rematch. I'm going to kick his ass. I tell you, I'm going to kick his butt. That spirit's still there. I want to kick his butt. You hear that, spirit? No, you ain't getting away with it.
Fear for that. That's funny. So, do you guys Scout Monster anymore?
Is what now?
Do you guys Scout Monster anymore? Ghost Hunting?
No, I haven't been back to Tucson in years.
Yeah,
no. But the reasons I'm called the Outlaw Psychic is not only my accuracy. I'm as accurate with my readings as I am with a pistol. Now, the other reason is because of my ancestors. Heaven love all them outlaws, all them crazy, crazy guys and gals. Yeah, you guys know who I'm talking about. And all my lawmen, everybody, I love them to death. They're great, you know.
Did you ever do shooting matches?
Is what?
Did you ever do shooting matches?
I used to a long, long time ago. I don't do that anymore.
Yeah. I did that for a while, but I got shaky and stuff now. But I got diagnosed with cerebral ataxia. But back then, we didn't sure what was going on with it then. When I go out, I got my little roller when I go goose hunting. So I get around still.
Yeah, I kind of thought you had, you know, some kind of a disability because I know it affects your voice a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
I started a bit. And so I tell people that on my show, I learned now that I tend to slur a bit. So just to repeat myself, I won't get mad or anything. Just,
worries. No worries. You're doing fine. You're doing just fine. No worries. I just have a little bit of a hearing issue, so I have to kind of, listen real, real close to hear you.
I'm starting speech therapy and PT next week, and so.
Good. Excellent.
Yeah, so I kept also with you. OT is for him.
Yeah, keep going. You're doing fine. You're doing
great. Yeah, okay. I'm going to be going to a part of a convention coming up in May. Out here in Ohio, so I'm taking Mel with me.
Right, and basically because of my own physical limitations, I have to start limiting my travels to like not beyond like Arizona. I have to do, I have to do like back over into Texas. I have a couple of cases in Alabama. I've got some family stuff in like Mississippi and Louisiana. I've got to go up to Tennessee. I've got one case there. I've been actually asked by one of my relatives to go over to Dollywood. They said there's a ghost or two at Dollywood. I said, not surprised. Yeah, that's pretty typical. I'll take care of it. No worries. That's not a big deal to me. Easy peasy. Yeah. If they want the ghost gone, I can get rid of them. No problemo there. I'll do it.
Wow. Yeah.
But hey, I love spirit and spirit loves me. Hey, what can I say? We're family.
First of all, you'll get negative spirit until get the hell away from me.
Yep. And I've got one place I've got filmed down in Florida over at Disney World. I had a couple of encounters over there when I was a kid. I've got to go to Virginia because Jamestown especially. And that is because my ancestors are wreaking holy heck fire over on the human side of things. I have to go tell them, hey, knock it off. And then I've got to go over to Jersey. I've got to see some friends. I've got to go to New York. I've got to take care of one family thing there. Got to run down to Wisconsin, see my brother there. Well, not exactly my physical brother, but brother from another mother. Kyle, God love that man. He's great. I've got to go to Missouri. I've got to see about something with my great-great-grandfather, Jesse Woodson James. Yeah.
Oh.
I'm his granddaughter. So, yeah. I've got to see about something there, and then I've got to run back home. I think I'm going to do this in, like, I want to say 2 or 3 individual trips, you know?
Yeah. When you were in the Walt Disney World, did you connect to the Walt Disney?
to Walt's family? Well, Walt is another cousin of mine, so yeah, I kind of did.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll have to get with him over at Disneyland. It's not a big deal.
All right. That's a while.
Yeah, he's another distant kinfolk of mine, so yeah.
Wow. Figure I'll have to add that book, huh?
Yeah. Oh, let's just say I got a full deck.
I say, I mean, all that in your head and stuff, I don't know how you manage it.
I manage it because it's like I keep almost like a photo image of the family tree and who belongs where.
All right.
About that. Anyway, if there's anything else you've got to ask me, go ahead.
Okay, I think we're about ready to wrap it up, I think.
Okay.
But, make sure you get that stuff to
me. Okay, anyway, I apologize. I have to go. I've got a call coming in. Yeah. It's important. I've got to take it, so.
Okay. All right. Thanks for coming on.
All right. Thank you for having me.
Take care.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye. How's it going, everybody?